Hi, thank you for calling the Hair Relaxer Helpline. My name is Shireen speaking to you on a recorded line. May I have the name of the person you are transferring?
My name is Richard Ramsey, and I have a potential customer for the hair relaxer product. Her name is Monica Johnson. She will file a claim. And her phone number is 323-630-8619.
And what was the first name again?
Monica Johnson.
And you said the phone number was 323-630-8619?
Right, she's on the other line. I'm just connecting you with her.
Okay,
May
thank
I?
You so much. Go ahead.
Yeah, welcome.
Hello, Monica?
Hello.
Hi, this is Shireen on a recorded line. I will be further assisting you. I see that you spoke with, you said you already filed a claim, is that correct?
I just filled out an application online, but I haven't got a lawyer or filed any claim like that.
Okay, so you have not filed an actual claim, correct? You just filled out the inquiry?
Yes, I only talked to the person that transferred me over to you.
Okay, can you go ahead and restate your phone number, please?
323-630-8619.
Okay, and your first name, is it Monica?
Correct.
And your last name?
Johnson, Johnson.
All right, thank you so much. I just wanted to make sure I had this information correct. Again, I do want to remind you this is... Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I said no worries.
Okay. I do want to remind you this is a recorded line. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the hair relaxer lawsuit?
Sure.
Okay. And did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No, ma'am.
And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents with another law firm? Can you affirm that?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And have you or a loved one used hair straightening chemicals or relaxers within the last 20 years?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And were you or a loved one diagnosed with cancer after using the hair relaxer?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm so sorry to hear that. What kind of cancer?
I was diagnosed with stage 1 ovarian cancer.
I'm so sorry to hear that. How are you doing now?
It's a struggle. I just recently was attacked for one of my wigs that I got, but wigs are so expensive. So, it's life.
No, I understand. I'm going to try to make this process as quickly as possible. I know it's not easy to talk about, but I am going to go ahead and ask you all the required questions. You would be filing this claim on behalf of yourself, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and what was the date that you were diagnosed with cancer?
I was diagnosed with cancer on May 13th, 2024.
Okay, and what state are you located in?
California.
California? Okay. Just wanted to confirm.
Yes.
Can I get the name of the facility of where you were diagnosed?
I was diagnosed at a facility called Torrance Medical.
Can you spell that for me? Torrance.
It was Torrance, T-O-R-R.
Oh, Torrance Medical. Okay.
Yeah, it was Torrance Memorial Medical or something like that.
Let's see. Yes, Torrance Memorial Medical
it's
Center.
Yes, ma'am. It's kind of long, so it's a lot to remember.
No worries. We're also located in California.
Okay, thank you so much.
Worries. I have the address as 3330 Lomita Boulevard in Torrance, California, zip code 90505. Is that correct? Or does that sound correct?
That sounds about right.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
And then what is the name of the doctor that diagnosed you?
I know his last name was Aladawi.
Okay, let me see what I can find.
And his first name is Iman.
Okay, let me see what I can find. Okay, I found it. Ayman Aladawi? Is that correct? Or does that sound correct?
The name is with an A, though.
A-Y-M-A-N?
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
No worries. Okay. No, you're fine. I know it's a little bit hard to hear over the phone as well. Do you have his phone number by chance, or do you want me to pull it from Google?
No, I don't have his number.
Okay, so the phone number I have from Google for the doctor is 562-904-6031. Does that sound correct?
Sounds about right, yes.
Okay, thank you. And did you use hair relaxer of any brand more than 4 times in a single year before being diagnosed with cancer?
Yes.
Okay. And then on average, how many times a year would you say that you used hair relaxer prior to your diagnosis?
Like 7 to 8 times.
So about like 8 times a year?
Yeah, I want to say like 7 to 8 times, yeah.
Okay. So I'll put about 7 times, at least 7?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then are you a resident of the United States?
Yes, ma'am.
And what is your date of birth?
July 30th, 1991.
Okay. And were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
I was diagnosed with ovarian cancer.
Okay. Were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No.
No? Okay. And then do you have any other friends, family, or loved ones that also use hair relaxer?
No.
Okay, no worries.
That's what happened to me. I'm like, no.
And then what state did you use the hair relaxer in? Was it California?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And approximately when did you start using hair relaxer in your life, if you had to estimate like a month and year?
Ooh, I want to say like February, March 2016.
Okay. And then when did you stop using hair relaxer? Roughly around what month and year?
I want to say like, March or April, because I started
this
feeling
year?
Weird and started, yes, ma'am, I started feeling sick around this beginning of this year.
Okay. And then how often did you use the product? Was it weekly or monthly?
I was using it like monthly, almost.
Okay.
Sometimes like a month, every 2 weeks, depending on how much my hair was growing out.
Okay,
but I would
so
say like every other
Okay. So roughly like around monthly, you would say?
Yeah, 3 weeks
okay.
to a month, yeah.
Okay. And
Hold
then
on.
How many... Oh, go ahead. Let me know when you're ready, okay?
I'm sorry, I was trying to order food. I apologize.
No, you're fine. No worries.
Okay. Okay, hold on. I'm going to order my food.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, thank you so much. Hello, I'm sorry.
Hi, Monica?
Yes, ma'am. Sorry about that.
No, no worries. You're fine. How many consecutive years have you used hair relaxer products, to the best of your knowledge?
Yeah, yeah. Okay, thank you.
Consecutive years?
I know you said you used it from 2016 to 2024, so would you say about 8 years? Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Alrighty. And then did you receive hair relaxer treatment in a salon, at home, or both?
Both.
Both? Okay. And then if you did it at home, where did you purchase the product from?
The stores that sold them.
Do you remember what store?
Local stores all over, beauty supplies, local beauty supplies. Yes, Walgreens, Superless,
okay.
Target.
Alrighty.
Walmart.
All right, thank you so much. And then when you did it professionally at a salon, do you remember what salon you went to?
Oh, not off the top of my head.
No? Okay. Okay, and then what brand did you use or have you used?
Dark and Lovely, L'Oreal.
Okay, and did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you started using the product regularly for at least 1 year?
More. I started experiencing like back pains and like irregular periods, but I didn't know that it was linked to the burn.
Okay.
So I would say like.
So would you say yes or no?
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much. And then in regards to your treatment, were you treated at the same facility?
Yes.
Okay. And your treating doctor, was it the same doctor as well?
Yes.
Okay. And then when did you start your treatment? What date?
I started my treatment on the day that I was diagnosed, which was like, I went to the doctor. She's like May 5th. I went to the doctor like May 25th.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
May 25th.
May 25th is when you started treatment, roughly?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and what kind of treatment did you receive?
Chemotherapy. I had to do 8 cycles of chemotherapy for 6 months.
Okay.
As well as a partial hysterectomy. My right ovary was removed as well.
Well, I'm so sorry to hear about that.
Thank you.
Okay, and then can you go ahead and confirm your gender for me, please?
Female.
Okay, thank you so much. I have your first name, Monica, M-O-N-I-C-A, last name, Johnson, J-O-H-N-S-O-N. And can I get your social, please?
613-48-7343.
Okay, and then can I get your email address, please?
m.johnson162@icloud.com.
So I have m.johnson152@icloud.com?
162@icloud.com.
Oh. Okay, thank you so much. And then your phone number, I have 323-630-8619.
Yes.
Is that your cell, your home, or both?
Cellular, both.
Both, okay. And then can I get your current full address, please?
4148. Lachlan, L-O-C-K-L-A-N-D, Lachlan Place, apartment number 5, Los Angeles, California, 9008.
You said apartment 5, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Apartment number 5.
Okay, perfect. And then do you have a copy of your medical records by chance?
Not at the moment.
Not at the moment, but there is evidence that they exist. Or there is proof that they exist? Okay.
Yeah, I can get them.
And then we do request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. Does your emergency contact live with you or not live with you?
Live with me.
Okay. And what is the relationship to this person?
Fiance.
Okay. Can I get your fiance's phone number?
310-756-7783.
And then can you spell your fiance's first and last name?
His first name is Jason, J-A-S-O-N.
Mm-hmm.
His last name is Simmons.
I'm sorry,
what
was...
Because he changed his name, so do you want the name that's on his ID?
Whatever you think is applicable. I believe, yeah, the name on the ID should work.
Okay, Arthel, A-R-T-H-E-L, chicken and barbecue sauce.
So you said A-R-C-H-E-L?
T as in Tom. A-R-T as in Tom. H-E-L.
Okay, hold on. Let me... A-R-T, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
C-H-E-L?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you.
Artel.
I still have a feeling I'm spelling this wrong. Okay. A as in apple, R as in rain, T as in tree, C as in cat, H as in hair, E as in elephant, and L as in lamb. Is that correct?
No.
Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
A as in apple.
Okay.
R as in Robert. T as in Tom. H as in Halloween. B as in elephant, L as in love.
Okay, so is that C that was bothering me? Okay, alrighty.
No worries.
Okay, Monica, so what I'm going to go ahead and do is I'm going to review the information with you that we have here. If anything sounds incorrect, please feel free to interrupt me, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so you don't currently have an attorney assisting you with filing a claim. You've used hair relaxer within the last 20 years. You were diagnosed with ovarian cancer roughly around May 13, 2024. You're filing this claim on behalf of yourself. I have your diagnosing doctor as Ayman Aladawi. His phone number is 562-904-6031. And you were diagnosed at the address of 3330 Lameda Boulevard in Torrance, California, zip code 90505. You were diagnosed in the state of California. You used hair relaxer roughly around 7 times a year. I have your date of birth as July 30th, 1991. You used the hair relaxer in the state of California. You started using it roughly around February 1st, 2016, and you stopped using it roughly around March 1st, 2024. You used hair relaxer products for roughly around 8 consecutive years. You did it at home and in the salon. At home, you purchased it from beauty supply stores, Walgreens, Target, Walmart. The salon, you don't recall at this time. You used the brand name Dark and Lovely. And then I have, in terms of your treatment, you started treatment roughly around May 25th, 2024. Also by the same doctor that diagnosed you, Ayman Aladawi. His phone number is 562-904-6031, and I have the address of where you were treated as 3330 Lameda Boulevard in Torrance, California, zip code 90505, and you did the type of treatment you did was chemotherapy, a partial hysterectomy, and you got your right ovary removed. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I just want to confirm, you said that you were treated at the same facility you were diagnosed. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. And then I have your first name as Monica, M-O-N-I-C-A, last name Johnson, J-O-H-N-S-O-N. I have your social...
Yes,
I have your social as 613-487-343. I have your email as M as in Mary dot Johnson.
My phone number is what?
Your phone number? I haven't got there yet.
What was the last one?
Your email. So I have
m.johnson.
So yeah, for your email, I have m.johnson162@icloud.com. Is that correct?
Okay.
And yeah. I have your cell phone number your cell and home number as 323-630-8619.
Perfect.
And I have your address as 4148 Lachlan Place, apartment 5 in Los Angeles, California, zip code 90008.
Apartment number 5.
Yes, apartment number 5. And then I have your emergency contact as your fiancé that lives with you. Your fiancé's phone number is 310-756-7783. And I have your fiancé's first name as Jason, J-A-S-O-N. Last name, Arthel. A as in apple, R as in rain, T as in tree, H as in hair, E as in elephant, and L as in Larry.
Correct.
Okay, so all of this is correct. There's nothing I need to change.
No.
Okay, so the system is now generating these documents. I'm going to have you go ahead and put me on speakerphone. I'm going to just need a couple signatures from you. This is just regarding your legal representation. The attorney or the law firm that's going to be working on your case is A4D. After these documents are signed, they're going to be contacting you roughly around 5 to 10 business days. It really just depends on how busy they are. I would maybe, I don't know, because of the holidays, there's a chance they might contact you right away. So just be on the lookout for their call. But let me have you go ahead and click on the link of the text you just received. It's going to say DocuSign. It's going to say my name, Shireen Sakala. And it's going to say Mass Tort Strategies. Do you see it? And then if you have any questions regarding the documents, let me know, but you'll just go ahead and click on the link in the text I sent you. It's going to prompt you for a couple signatures, and then once you're done, let me know, and then I'll give you the instructions.
Okay. I'm here now.
So yeah, you're gonna agree to the terms and conditions. You're gonna click through the yellow buttons. It's gonna say start. It's gonna prompt you for all the signature fields, and then you're gonna start signing. And you'll have to click adopt and sign, and then just keep moving forward until it says finish.
Okay,
perfect. I just received it. So, Monica, I do want to start by saying it was a pleasure speaking with you. I do want to thank you so much for your time. I know it's not easy to talk about this over the phone, especially with someone you don't know, but I do want to thank you so much for trusting me with your information. With that being said, the agreements that you just signed is your legal representation. The attorneys are going to be contacting you either 24 to 48 hours from now or 5 to 10 business days. It just really depends on how busy they are. They're going to contact you to verify your case. So basically everything that we spoke about over the phone, it should be a quick phone call. So just keep in mind, they won't be able to get started on your case without speaking to you. In the meantime, I also just sent you a text from a 949 number. That is my direct line. So if you have any questions, any concerns, anything like that, please, please, please don't hesitate to reach out to me. I'd be more than happy to assist you with anything you may need. But with that being said, Monica, it was a pleasure speaking with you. Do you have any questions for me at all?
Wait, before you go.
Yes, go ahead.
I wanted to assure you. I see it in... how to spell it, but Shireen, Shireen, right?
Shireen.
Okay. And then the name of the law firm that you're working
on? It's called A4D. I can also send you a text with that written out.
Okay, perfect. No worries.
I can send you, so the text you just received has my information, so my contact information, has my name, everything, my email, and then I can also send you the firm that's working with your case and their phone number as well. I don't know if when they contact you if it's the same phone number, but if you don't hear from them by the end of next week, I would suggest contacting them, or I'll give you a call myself and have you connected with them, okay? Do you have any other questions for me?
No, ma'am.
No? Okay. Well, again, it was a pleasure speaking with you. I'm wishing you nothing but the best, and I hope you have a good holiday with your family.
Okay, you too. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Don't
bye-bye.
Work too hard.
I'll try my best. Bye-bye.
I know justice isn't easy. Bye-bye.